What's up, delinquents? It's a new week. Monday, April 22nd, 2024. How was your 420? It landed on a Saturday. So did you guys just totally blaze it up or not? I'm sure you didn't because you're grown adults. Because children don't listen to me. Children listen to idiotic, dumb bullshittery. You know where the younger generation mainly gets their news from? Yeah. If you said TikTok, you would be correct. And TikTok is owned by Chinese corporations, and China hates us. China's in league with Russia and Iran. You ever see any pro-Israel things on TikTok? No? You ever see people like marching for Israel or the right to defend themselves? No? You don't see any of that stuff? Oh my God. You said pro-Iran? People say we are Hamas. Nah. Okay. Then you're a fucking terrorist. I am telling you, man, we need to meet these people in the streets. I've had it up to fucking here with life in general. I need somebody to just beat the fuck out of. Legitimately, though. I'm not going to go up to a fucking stranger like these freaking thugs and pieces of shit that are just slugging people in New York City. There's a guy walking around New York City. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe it's a trend now for criminals. I guess criminals have trends now, too. You just walk up to a random woman, punch her in the fucking face. Yeah? Women can't walk around with their purses anymore. They walk up the steps of a church to go to church, and thugs and criminals meet them at the top of the steps, push them down the steps, right? Almost clearing the goddamn steps. Hitting her head, landing on her tailbone. These people are like fucking 60, 70 years old. You're cowards, man. These people are cowards. This will never happen in my vicinity. Ever. I want it to. If it happens, if it has to happen, please let me be in the room. If it has to happen, let me be there. I need an outlet for my anger in regards to what is happening to this country. Dereliction of duty, Joe Biden, Alex Alejandro Mayorkas. That dude didn't get impeached. Do you know how many deaths are on his hands? Can't seal the border. You know how many deaths are on that man's hands? A lot. A lot of deaths are on that man's hands. You leave the border wide open, okay? If you leave the border wide open like that, you got criminals coming in. You got people that were arrested in 2022 and just let go. It's funny how you could deport people and they could just show right back up and walk right back in. And then they murder American citizens and we're like, that's not my problem. Oh, that's not our fault. You know, that's just, it is what it is. When the government says shit like it is what it is, that's a problem. With the mindset of it is what it is, that's a problem. They don't care about you. They don't care about the voter. They don't care about the working man. They don't care about the crime. They don't care about the thousands of pills that are coming in by the minute of fentanyl. Just coming in. Don't do drugs, kids. I mean, before we were like, okay, don't do drugs. But at least the drugs we were doing weren't like laced with fucking shit that'll kill you. Sure, there were ODs and idiots. But in my opinion, drugs were fucking cleaner. Why? Because drug dealers want a fucking they want clientele. They want people to come back. They don't want people to die. There's something going on here where these drugs are being laced with fentanyl and people are just fucking dying by the thousands. And we're just like, eh. The fentanyl might be Chinese, by the way. And it's coming up through Mexico. And Alejandro Mayorkas and the Biden administration aren't doing a fucking thing about it. Nothing. But here we are, just living day to day, turning the other cheek, giving them the cold shoulder, not watching the fucking news, You know, out of sight, out of mind. Hey, the new Taylor Swift CD came out. The new Taylor Swift album came out. One might be a diss track towards Kim Kardashian. That's the main news? Who's beefing with who? What diss track just came out? What's going on in pop culture? The world is imploding, you ignorant, stupid fucks. Oh, man. Gen Z has a new trend. Now that they're all 21, pretty much. They're all fucking taking shots of Everclear. Oh, this is the... We're going to take a shot of Everclear, and we're not going to make a face. Oh, you'll make a face. You're going to spit that out. That's fucking jet fuel, goddammit. That's supposed to be mixed. Yeah. Jesus. God. Ever heard of jungle juice? No? Yeah. That's fucking supposed to be mixed. You're not supposed to take a fucking shot of Everclear. But that's what they're doing now. They're complaining about how much they're getting paid. This isn't a livable wage. Oh, well, it's a starter job. The reason you get paid minimum wage, okay, children, is to motivate you to move up. It's to motivate you to be like, wow, this sucks. But you got to start from the bottom, okay? If you're in a minimum wage job, you got to start from the bottom. You got to work your way up, and then you get raises. Yeah, yeah. Let me tell you how the work system works, okay? The labor market, all right? The more money you make, the less you do. Not shitting you. Especially when it comes to, like, blue-collar people. The more money you make, the less work you have to do. The more money you make, the more people are under you to tell what to do. It's a fucking pyramid scheme of greatness. But it works, because it's capitalism. You earned your stripes, you did your shit. Whether you went to the military or... You know, you learned the trade from scratch, or you got a college education, you went to the job market at the best level that you were qualified to go into. And you're going to move up, and you're going to get raises. And the more money you make, the less physical fucking labor you have to do. Are you still responsible? Yes. Why? Because you know the industry. You know the job. You know how to train people. You know how to audit people. You know how the job is done frontwards and backwards, and in your sleep you could do it. Yeah. So minimum wage should not be a livable job. And minimum wage should not be a livable job, because all you're gonna do is get off of work, you're gonna take your check, right? You're gonna go back to your mom's house or your dad's house, or maybe both of your parents are still miraculously still together in this fucking economy, in this livable society that we live in. And then you gotta buy a bottle of Everclear and you gotta do TikToks. And that's where society gets a lot of its news from now. What are we doing? Oh, minimum wage and Everclear shots. That's the group. Those are the people. Those are the people that are complaining about how much money they make and how hard the job market is. Shut up. Shut up. Oh, man, I can't even deal with these people, man. I can't do it. Allow me to vent a little bit more. I'm driving this 2004 Hyundai, right? My kids are driving cars, you know, with radios that work, AC, heat in the winter. Why? Because I love them. I want them to have the better cars, right? Or if my kids have worked their way up to buy their own car, I don't mind helping them out with, you know, the insurance payment, the down payment, whatever. Why? Because I love them. I want them to be safe. Why am I driving this hoopty when my, you know, other kids could be driving it? Because my other kids have, you know, more reliable cars. Safer cars. You know? I know how to drive. They don't. So, chances of me getting in an accident? Slim to none. Chances of them getting in an accident? Probably pretty high. Because they're probably pretty high. And my kids are probably pretty high. That's what we got to deal with, right? So if your kids are gonna be driving, get them some. Don't get them like the fucking hoopty. You drive the hoopty. Why? Because you don't have time to fucking smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day. But that's what they do. You know, if they're in their fucking 20s. I mean, they can try to hide it all they want to, but we know what the fuck they're doing. We don't want to admit it, but we have accepted it. Why? Because we did the same fucking thing. Let's not kid ourselves. Okay, what were you doing when you were 22? when you were 23 years old. I was in the fucking army. But, I mean, some not everybody could be me, right? But, like, when you got out of the army right then, right when you got out of the army, you're still in your fucking, like, early to mid-20s. Or maybe you stayed in the military. I don't know. But, yeah, I want them to have better cars, so I'm driving around this car that doesn't have AC and it doesn't have a fucking radio. Why do I need a radio anyway? I don't need a radio. I'm just sitting here talking to you guys. Right? Because you love me. And I love you. Man. I'm supposed to have my 6-week follow-up for my back surgery this week. Delinquents. So, we'll see how that goes. It should be good. My surgical scar is, like, non-existent. But the nerve pain lingers. Sleeping wasn't ideal. It was a little hard last night for some reason. I was like, all right, 10 o'clock, going to bed. I didn't fall asleep till like, 2 something. Oh, man. You know when you're watching, like, news outlets, and at night they, like, recycle the same show in a 3-hour, like, fucking rotation? Yeah, there was one show, and then I saw it again, because it was on 3 hours later. And I was like, man, I cannot fall asleep. Because my nerve was weird. So, sciatica. So I found out if you put a pillow in between your legs, which opens up like your hips maybe, takes a little bit of pressure off, that was better. That was nice. People need to start inventing shit like that. Not new ways to fucking smoke drugs. Smoke the drugs. You like sports? Sports. Just wear a t-shirt that says sports. I went to college, university. Oh, man, yeah. You can tell I don't do drugs anymore, kids. I don't do it. And neither should you. Oh, man. There's no respect in our society anymore. You're going to take a civilization that has been around for thousands upon thousands of years, that has been persecuted for over 3,000 years, that their calendar, it's fucking 57 and 84. We're in 2024, they're in 57, 84, and you think you're going to end them? You're going to call for their genocide again? Wow. And you're just young. These are Ivy League schools, right? Harvard, Yale, Columbia in New York. And these people are just, they're setting up tents. They're saying from the river to the sea, there is only one solution, Antifada's solution. What the come on now. What are you protesting for? You're protesting to end a genocide that is not happening because you have no idea how war works. You're trying to end a genocide that doesn't exist by calling for a fucking genocide. Man, I'm tempted to just walk around with a fucking Israeli flag and an American flag, both of them, right there on my goddamn shoulders, and let somebody try to take it from me. Let somebody try to take it from me. See what happens. It's my property. I can defend it to the death if I want to. My flag. If you try to take it, and I beat you to death with it, that's mine. I have every right to defend my property. Fight me if you want to. You pretty fucking idiots. I would never go grab a Palestinian flag from one of these idiots, okay, and burn it in front of them. I would never do that. I would never do something like this. There are people from the LGBTQ plus IA, all these, the alphabet society, right? They burn American flags and they raise their flag that represents them. I would never burn their flag. If you burn the American flag, oh, that's, you know, free speech. If I burn a trans flag or a LGBTQ flag, that's a hate crime. Please tell me how that works, people. It doesn't make any sense to me. It makes no sense to me. And this is Biden's America. Okay? Biden did this. It was lurching for a long time because we failed to raise our kids the right way. The discipline's not there. The respect for authority's not there. The respect for your elders isn't there. Like I said, grandma's getting punched in the face, pushed downstairs. Purse's getting snatched. Cops aren't even there. Cops can't do nothing. They're spread too thin. You got them working in neighborhoods that the neighborhoods don't want them in. They don't want them there until they're getting attacked. Or until they're getting robbed. I don't know. What are we doing? Just turn the other cheek. Give them the cold shoulder. Take your shot of Everclear and forget about anything. Forget about anything that matters. Your future matters. Our future matters. And we're doing nothing. We're doing nothing. The people that are speaking up. The people that are speaking up against this stuff, is they're getting silenced. They're getting shadow banned. They're getting flagged by Google, YouTube, TikTok, social media. Why? Because they're private corporations and they can act however they want. Keep trying. Keep getting the voice out there. If I could change one person's mind, maybe they could change 10 people's minds. You know? If I could open up the eyes of one person, maybe they could open up the eyes of 10 people. And so on and so forth. Awake from the woke. Okay? Cancel culture. DEI must DIE. Let's just exist as people. Race, religion, gender, sexual preference, that should never be qualifying factors or variables for anything. Whether you're getting into school, whether you're getting a fucking job, any decision that you make in life should not be based on race, religion, gender, and sexual preference. Same goes for businesses and corporations and schools and jobs. When you're hiring people, it shouldn't be about race, religion, gender, or sexual preference. But when you see religions getting hated on, when you see the Jewish people being sent to slaughter by the thousands, hundreds of thousands, when our smartest schools and universities are calling for a genocide of a particular group, that's a problem. That's hate. That's not equality at all. Equality is being valued based on your merits, based on who you are. Not about race, religion, gender, or sexual preference. All right, delinquents, I love you. And I'll see you next time. Bye.